expressions confused. Damien squeezed his finger slightly and, as if on cue, Kara got up and moved closer. She put a chocolate-brown paw on his knee and whimpered quietly. A couple of tears pushed from his swollen eyes and rolled down his dust-caked cheeks. He hadn't cried since his father's funeral 9 years ago. Real men don't cry. But now, as he laid the gun among the discarded, half-finished projects on the oil-stained concrete floor, Damien couldn't imagine the tears ever stopping. Chapter 1. Damien felt like he might have been heading in for a police interrogation. He was so nervous. With sweaty, quivering hands, he thrust the heavy glass door open in front of him. He moved with a shuffling, self-conscious gait. Cecile and Louise, the girls on the reception desk, stared, and he found himself looking away and down at his feet. His boots were a mess, all cracked and caked with last winter's mud. He could tell the girls were just dying to know what he was there for, since he only ever saw the doctor when he really had to. For the gory accidental stuff like broken bones and gaping wounds. They knew it was no farming mishap today because he was not wincing in agony, nor was there a bloodied rag in sight. The hairs on Damien's chest prickled as the first drops of sweat rolled down under his arms. Cecile told him Dr. Squire was running 20 minutes late and Damien could come back then if he liked. But he knew that if he walked out the door, he wouldn't be back. Getting this far was hard enough. Damien ambled over to the waiting area, thinking about the incident last week. He wished he could just forget it, but couldn't. It was why he was there. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't seem to palm it off as just another bad day. Scared the shit out of myself, quite frankly, he thought. Rifling through a pile of old women's magazines, Damien selected a woman's day and pretended to become engrossed. But he couldn't concentrate. He could feel everyone staring. A glance around the room and sure enough, heads returned quickly to magazines. Cecile and Louise were staring. Their heads bobbed down behind the desk in a hurry. Damien's thick, almost new khaki work shirt stuck to his damp back and his neck burned as the blush crept up to his ears. It was like everyone knew why he was there, that he'd howled uncontrollably for a whole day last week, despite being a 30-year-old bloke. He found himself wondering if you could die from embarrassment. Flicking through the creased pages of the magazine, he wondered for about the thousandth time if he really had the guts to go through with it. He'd thought about it on and off for years, mainly just imagining how he would do it, with the voice in his head challenging him over and over again, telling him he was a useless fuck. Damien looked again at the magazine on his lap, then coughed loudly into his hand and willed a nice loud sneeze to erupt from his nose to put everyone off the scent. He checked his watch. His fingers started to tap impatiently on his knees. He didn't have the time to be sitting around here. There were field bins to clean out and put away, sheds to sweep, and a busted water pipe to fix. The biggest was the mob of sheep that had to be got in and drenched. Fuck, I hate sheep. Pains in the arse, all of them, he thought. Damien felt as though he'd been waiting among the sniffling, flu-ridden people for hours. One by one, they'd gone through the dark veneer door, then come out minutes later, clutching a wad of tissues and a folded yellow prescription. Looking around the room, he realised none of the people he had originally been sitting with were still there. Surely he was next. He coughed again for the benefit of the newcomers and blew his nose in the hope it would assist his charade. It didn't. Instead of a nice, snotty blast, there was a pathetic, dry, trumpeting squawk. Why not cancel and walk right out of there? Did he really need to see a doctor? Just stop whining and get on with it. The world will be a better place. Damien decided he'd wait. It really couldn't hurt to speak to the doctor. It wasn't like it would cost anything. Medicare was picking up the tab. Returning to his magazine, he finally found an article that looked complete and began reading.